The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Realizing what a great privilege it is to have this time and the safety to put down duties and responsibilities with the world and to train the mind or support the mind in becoming really simple. Or you could say, supporting the mind in turning toward the space of the mind, the open space of the mind itself. So not getting pushed around by the different thoughts and sensations and sounds, so in a sense, in here, right here in the experience of sitting, knowing that this is the experience of the body and mind, whatever it is that's being known now, and instead of feeling responsible to know the different objects of experience that are coming and going, becoming instead more interested in the space of the mind, you could say, or the space of the heart, the space of the present moment, in which these different objects of experience are arising, coming and going. And then, of course, when a particular aspect of experience gets the attention, in a sense captures or grabs the attention, then just remember that this experience, this object of experience, is being known here and now in the space of the mind. Is it possible to more and more rest in the open space of the heart and mind, allowing the different experiences of the body and the mind to come and go? The mind or heart like a big open space, space of the vast sky, open, unbounded, and then of course naturally objects of experience are coming and going. Some might appear to be quite dramatic or seductive, intense. Some are quite ordinary, insignificant, nondescript. But no matter whatever the object is, it's arising here in the space of the mind or the space of awareness, the space of the present moment. You might even remember some time in your life when you walked into a very large room that was empty, like a big auditorium, except nothing was going on in it. So that same intuitive sense that there's a big space here, open space, empty, of activity, relatively speaking. And we're training the mind to be interested in the openness or the vastness, the unformed nature of this open space of the mind. And of course, even though thoughts will arise, emotions, sensations, other objects of experience will come and go, of course, but, and the mind might, for a moment or two, be caught up or identified with that particular experience. But in a very short order, that experience will cease and the open nature of the mind will once again be revealed. There it is, like open space. Compassionate space. So more than anything, allow there to be a very natural curiosity about this interesting dynamic between the open or empty nature of the mind, like open space, and the dynamic quality of objects of mind coming and going, some seductive, some not so seductive. Interested in this play between the objects of experience that are coming and going, being known, and the open space in which these objects of experience arise and pass. This way, any moment of experience is simply some object being known in the open, empty space of the mind or heart. Never more complicated than that. simply observing the dynamic. There is this open space that we could call the mind, and there is this activity arising, coming and going in the mind. So, in a sense, two aspects of mind, the aspect that's like open space, and then the activity that moves in that open space. See if you can leave it alone so that it can be recognized for what it is. So it's not about controlling the experience now. It's about understanding, letting it be so that it can be understood. But of course, even if there is some struggling going on, some attempt to practice or get somewhere, then notice that whatever that activity is, it's something being known in the space of the mind. And of course, being curious about those moments when the mind becomes absorbed in thought, some concept, some story or drama, And then at some point, the story falls away and there is a reawakening to the space of the present moment, space of the mind. Appreciate returning to the present moment and the freedom to it, that quality of space or freedom. Into it, the quality of the mind not being bound in any way or contained. Instead, it's open. Initially, it's having enough confidence to be willing to notice that open quality of the heart or mind, the unbounded quality, instead of to, out of habit, turn toward the bound quality, getting identified with some constricted, bound story or concept. The mind itself has the nature of being open or unbound. And of course, it might appear that the space of the mind has some qualities to it, like lightness, or brightness, or stillness, or compassion. So even the wholesome qualities that seem to refer to the space of the mind, even those qualities can be recognized and known. That those qualities, wholesome qualities, are arising in the space of the mind. They're not exactly the space itself, but something being known. Calm is being known. Equanimity is being known. Compassion is being known. In the same way that the hindrances can be known, irritation or boredom, impatience can be known as a quality moving through the mind or expressing itself in the mind now. So for the last few minutes, be interested in the more subtle shadings or colorings, whether wholesome or unwholesome, present in the mind.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.